Part B. Directions. In this part you will hear two short talks. After each talk, two questions will be asked based on the information given. Answer the questions following the talk, by choosing A, B, C or D which best answer the questions. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write a new test book. Text for question number 4 to 5. Americans are eager to help people as they want to provide assistance in an equal and fair manner when a group of people is waiting. They expect to be helped on a first-come, first-served basis, in the order in which they arrived, to be sure the chance to speak with a very busy person, such as a professor or a college official. It is the best to email or telephone in advance to see you will need to make an appointment. Question number 4. What is the topic of the talk? Questions number 5. According to the speaker, what is the best way for student to have opportunity to speak with the professor? Text for question number 6 to 7. One of the first adjustments you will have to face after your arrival in the United States is jet lag, which is the physical shock accompanying adjusting to a new time zone. It is caused by a long airplane flight from your homeland. And its severity is related to the distance and direction you travel. Examples include eating lunch when it's in the middle of night at all or raising an hour when you usually are sleepy. After 2 or 3 days or perhaps even as long as a week of disorientation is sleepiness, you will function normally again. Question number 6. What is the topic of the talk? Question number 7. According to the narrator, what is the cause of the jet lag? This is the end of listening section.